So today we have in this workshop a few very important items. First, I would like to give you a little training and some skills, and then we will enter into some exercises centered around Tulasi Devi. We have yesterday tried one practice. Who remembers? Yes, someone said Hari. Yes, the Hari practice. Good. Yes. Actually, when I'm giving these retreats, I don't like to be like a school teacher who remembers what we had yesterday, and then because I ran away from school when I was 15 years just because of this question. I said, why do you have to ask that? I'm not a fool. I remember this, of course. So, in Sanatana Goswami gives 6 important steps for better japa. These steps are recalled in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, 17th Vilas, text 129. And we will learn these steps during our japa retreat. This is one of the guidelines. And you will be very happy to note that you will obtain a training newsletter which trains you in all these steps after the retreat, so that what I'm telling you now and what you will experience, hopefully, it will be solidified, and a fundament will be given to that during your practice after the retreat. We always call it the retreat part 2, what comes after. He says,
mana sangharanam socham monam,
so nice,
mantrata chintanam avyagratvam anirvedo japa sampati hetavah.
If you wish to perfect your chanting of japa, you need to cultivate the following 6 qualities. Starts with control of the mind. Then comes internal and external purity. There are 4 which follow, but I will just name them here, and then we will concentrate on the first 2. You have done already the first one yesterday, and today comes the second. The others are silence, contemplation of the mantras, meaning, patience, and steadfastness. For now, you don't need to remember them. Control of the mind is the first thing you need to know if you want to perfect your japa. By the way, these things also relate to kirtan. Controlling of the mind basically means to bring the mind back again and again and again when you chant. As you do this, you will, after some time, experience how the mind naturally stays. By bringing the mind again and again back, you will naturally stick the mind to the mantra, and the mantra will stick to the mind. Controlling of the mind is easy when you understand that you are not the mind. Controlling of the mind is difficult when you have no spiritual knowledge and no spiritual realization, because at that time the soul gives its power of attorney to the mind. When we lived in our Heidelberg temple, the owner of the Heidelberg temple was a 4 years old boy. 4 years. His parents had died in a tragic accident, and this boy inherited this huge building where not only the Hare Krishna temple was situated, but a carpet store, two carpet stores, Segemüller and Ludwigshafen, something like these two things. But because a four-year-old child cannot be expected to take care of a huge building, I mean, his parents were rich, we found out he has a few big villas and one castle, they gave a foremund to the child. That means someone who made the decision on behalf of the child. The child only played around and ate a sweet called Haribo. There's a German sweet called Haribo. maybe you have them in Belgium as well. It's not Haribo, but Haribo. But the decisions were made by this other person. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that when you come to the material world, that power to make decisions and to think on your behalf is given over to the mind. And whatever the mind thinks, you think that's my own life, that's my own decisions, that's my own that's my own practically my own thoughts. It's not. It's someone else's. It's the thoughts of the material mind. Now, if you want to enter the chanting in seriousness, you must take the power back into your hands. The power must go back to the soul. And the way you do that is by chanting your japa in such a way that you bring the mind back. And we had one exercise, we call it the Hare exercise. Whenever we chant, in the first Hare, we are there. And we bring our mind to the first Hare. I would like to request you to do this. Let's chant in one mind, in one voice, the Hare Krishna mantra, please. You can take the japa mala, or you may not take, but I suggest take the japa mala if you have it here. And to concentrate your mind, you should learn the power of beads. And the power of gaze. When you chant and at the same time consciously touch the beads, not unconsciously. In yogic circles, we say there is an energy circle created by these two. But it's a thumb and middle finger. Is it middle finger? Yeah, it is. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says when you chant on your beads, you should think that with your thumb and with your middle finger, you touch the lotus toe of Lord Chaitanya. That's wonderful, isn't it, Sudevi? Sudevi is smiling in great inner satisfaction. It's really good, you know. It's really, you know. So you touch the beads with your fingers, you bring your mind always to the first Hari and stay with the mantra as it flows like a river, one mantra at a time. Then you enter again, Hari, then Hari, you stay, Hari, you do like this. And now listen to this. One other thing you need to do, and that is to fix your gaze either on deities, that's the best. We will have deities here on the screen in a second. Or you can, if there are no deities around, what yogis do is they focus their mind on a dot, something meaningless, you know, where they don't have to think. But you think, we are devotees, let's stay with the deities. The reason is very, very, very particular. You cannot concentrate if your eyes go all over. Try to speak and move your eyes. That's the best way to shut down all your speaking ability. It's really like this. The moment you see with your eyes some movement, your mind will go there. One devotee told me he tried to concentrate on the verse this morning, but next to him, Pujari Mahashai, the best of the pujaris, prepared givics, and there was a movement, and he looked, and then of course he didn't understand anything about the verse. It's like this. So when you chant, you need to fix your gaze. Do you understand this English? Gaze means zzzt, and you need to fix it. Let it not go around. In Bharatanatyam dance, it says, where the movement goes, there the eye goes, and where the eye goes, there the mind goes. If you are a dancer. That's also when you want to not lose your balance while you do kirtan and spin around like a helicopter, soon to take off from the ground. Fix one point, like your thumb or some point, and look at it, and then you won't lose your balance. The moment your eyes spin around, you lose your balance. It's for dancers, it's important. That's how the Sufis stay on one place, although they helicopter around. When you want to concentrate in japa, you need to fix your gaze. These three techniques I want to give you as we chant now a little bit on the beats. You fix your sense of touch by fingering the beads. If you are like Sudevi, a very advanced Rasika Vaishnavi, you think of Gauranga's lotus toes. But if you are like me, not yet so advanced, you just make it simple. Then the next thing is, I would say, fix your gaze. These are the mechanical things. Just look in one direction. We have offered the beautiful deities here. Or if you are the musical band, you can look at the Rasa dance picture. Beautiful picture, by the way. And then you can return every from time to time to the to the hari, always to the hari. Now, before you start, this comes the fourth point. I know this gets a little bit much, but don't worry, you will all get it in your training newsletter. Sit down properly. That means sit down tall. If some of you can't sit because you, then I recommend to you, if you don't want to have a miserable old age from sitting wrongly, do some yoga to strengthen really the muscles. It's not the vertebrae which hold your spine, it's the muscles around. I had terrible back pains for many, many years, but then I started with Pilates. That's something like German yoga, now the muscles are there and I can sit for hours without problem. Why posture also influences the mind? If you are like this, you will become mental and depressed. But if you sit properly, then that is very good for you. You can sit on the chair. The idea is the spine should be straight. So we will do this now. I will chant. We will all chant together in one voice. And I will give you some instructions while you chant, so that everything becomes easy. You should just continue to chant. Don't lose me, or don't stop when I say something. Let's start. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Please continue. Fix your gaze or close the eyes as you wish. But the idea is don't move the eyeballs. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. For a moment, become aware of your fingers touching the beads. Become aware of your fingers touching the beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Become aware of your posture. Please sit tall. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. To control your mind, you need to connect it with the mantra. To connect your mind with the mantra, please always bring your full attention to the first Hare. Mind goes to the Hare. Your mind goes to the Hare. Your mind goes to the first Hare. Yes, now you're there. Hare Rama. First Hare. First Hare. Now stay with your mind as long as possible in the flow of the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
All right, let's practice this for some time.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Stay with your mind.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Very good, very good. So this was the first recommendation of Hari Bhakti Vilas and of Sanatana Goswami. To chant, we need to first control the mind. The second rule is what we have learned a little yesterday. When you get your training newsletters, you get these 4 points, how you can control the mind. Now comes the second rule. It's an internal and external purity. Now we all know that, let us say, inner hurt or inner restlessness or inner dissatisfaction sticks much more to us than external dirt like mud or dust or maybe remnants of our last meal on the cloth. We can wash that easily out, but the internal mud or the internal hurt, the internal things are much more difficult to get rid of. Today, we will learn of a very nice method which will come a little bit unexpected to all of you. How to get internal cleanliness and become free from what I call mental congestion or mental constipation. I don't know if you have ever had this embarrassing problem called bowel constipation. Things which should go out stay in. That's one definition of constipation. We suffer a lot from mental constipations. Things like hurt, like feelings of even revengeful nature, or how do you say this? In a resistance, there's a word, groll. What do you say, groll? Resentment, thank you. That always that stays for a long time, or just not knowing where to go in life, and it should go out. We should be free. We should be easy, you know, and take life according to the arrangements which Krishna makes. But by our mental constipation, these worries and anxieties, we just can't even take new things in. When you are totally constipated, Hare Krishna, for 1 week or so, then you can't eat very nicely. Everything is blocked. Some of us are mentally constipated for 2 years. Hare Krishna. That's intolerable. That's not very good, you know. There should be, in life, we should deal with things and disturbances and agonies and insecurities, and then they should go. Otherwise, they stay as mental constipation and cause traumatas. You know, that they just break something in you. So, internal purity can be achieved by being together with people who are pure. If you want to control your mind, you should think about someone who has already controlled his mind. And the way we do this in Krishna consciousness, listen to this, we chant before Tulsi. Tulsi is a very pure devotee who has appeared in this world. And if you chant facing your concentrating your gaze on Tulsi, there is a lot of spiritual potency which will make you spiritually strong. Prabhupada wrote about this. He said, the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow before the Tulasi plant has such great spiritual potency that simply by doing this one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement, oops, Hare Krishna, to follow Haridas' example rigidly. This process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. So, Tulasi Dev's mercy is such that she has an atmosphere where you naturally turn towards spiritual things. I give you a recommendation when you are down and out and mentally challenged, that's a strong thing, but that doesn't happen to you, mentally insecure, go into the Tulsi house. Has any one of you ever done this? Gone into the Tulsi house? Have you noticed you come in and it's a different world, it's a different atmosphere. Have you seen, Manu? We have a Tulsi house. I just need to stand outside the Tulsi house and I'm feeling already no longer a part of this material world, you know. It's so powerful, this spiritual atmosphere. Really, I really request all of you to make this as a test. Maybe not all at once, so that the Tulsi gets claustrophobic feelings, you know. But I'm joking that it's too much. But just do that, you know, and surround yourself with Tulsi. That's why devotees like to wear Tulsi wood. And if you are at home and you don't have the facilities to serve Tulsi nicely, then you can have a photo of Tulsi. And we will soon have photos, but we will also invite the real Tulsi. This Tulsi takes care of a very, very nice spiritual atmosphere and clears you immediately from mental congestion. In our daily prayer we say, Ye tomara sharanaloy
taravancha punahoy kripa kori korotare vrindavanavasi.
Whoever takes shelter of you, Tulsi, has his wishes fulfilled. You bestow your mercy on that person and make him a resident of Vrindavan.
Moraya Bila Vilas Kunye Diovas Nayane Divosana Yugaru Parasi.
O Tulasi, my desire is that you will also grant me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Please, Tulasi, bring me to Vrindavan. Thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Tulasi takes away inauspiciousness and connects you with Krishna. This is a very, 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 very nice practice for internal purity. To take the help of a pure soul who has come to this material world to bless the Vaishnavas. It's really very powerful, and Prabhupada says one should not miss this opportunity. So what we shall do is, I would like to show you now a few slides on Tulasi Devi. Then we will chant a little kirtan. I will request Manu to take, or maybe Sebastian, you can bring the harmonium to where Manu is. We will arrange this already now. Krishna, does you can stay, but take your madanga. Getting a note here. Yeah. That is all right. We have a Tulsi here. Can we please show? I want to show you a few pictures of Tulasi, which will more or less speak to themselves. I think it's good enough if we just darken these two windows. Maybe, Prabhu, you can be so kind to dive underneath the writing board or whatever. Yes. That I think is good enough. We don't need to close all the... Well, it's good to have a little light. Otherwise, it's so like, you know, in the bomb shelter, going in the bomb shelter. This is a very nice picture from Vrindakund. Who of you has visited Vrindakund? Oh, that's a good number of devotees. Thank you very much. This Vrindakund is slowly developed into an original garden of Vrindavan where Srimati Vrindadevi is present. And I very much request you to visit that and chant there in this garden of Tulasi. Isn't that a beautiful photo? This is a new photo, isn't it? Oh, from Felipe. Thank you, Felipe. This is an extraordinary, well-composed photo. Very, very nice. It's one of her main places of residence in Vrindavan, in the eternal Vrindavan. It's there. And we will now walk a little bit through this garden. Tulsi is described to be a personality who in the spiritual world is called Vrindadevi. Only in this world she appears as as the Tulsi plant, and also, of course, in the spiritual world. But she is a divine personality. It is described that she has a parrot, or is in charge of a whole postal office of parrots. Yes, you have right. They fly back and forth through Vrindavan and carry messengers. And here she instructs one parrot in a confidential message, which the parrot will carry, I believe, to Radharani or to Krishna. It's like this. That's her lake. Yes. So this is the original Vrinda Devi, who was found by Srila Rupa Goswami. She is a self-manifested deity, which means that no artisan has carved her like deities are usually carved. No. She appeared like this. She is to be found in Kamyavan. And this is a very, very interesting story about her. When the Moguls rolled over Mathura and Vrindavan, the main deities were all put on bullock carts and removed from their temples and brought to Rajasthan, where the powerful Rajputs, these are Kshatriyas, very powerful Kshatriyas, would protect the deities. So Vrinda Devi was one of the original deities who was on a bullock cart, but her bullock cart would not move beyond the border of Vrindavan. She stayed in Vrindavan because that's her land. How can she give up her land? She was hidden as to not be destroyed and is very, very powerful. Can you please, when you come to Vrindavan, take a taxi with some of your friends and go to Kamyavan, and you will be very welcome to stay the whole day in that beautiful original temple of Vrinda Devi. The pujari there is very friendly to devotees, Western devotees, because yes, there's a long, long tradition. I also stayed before this deity and chanted every day. I think for 2 weeks I stayed during Kartik and lived. I didn't live in the temple, but I would be there from morning till evening. It's beautiful, beautiful deities. Yes. Oh, Krishna, thank you for this particular photo. May I know, is it in Vrindavan, this photo, or? Difficult to say. Huh? This is Tulsi Devi. You can see the life, the effulgence coming from it. It is said that Tulsi has a very, very particular and intense and beautiful fragrance. And during the early morning hours, sadhus who are developed in their spiritual perception can smell that. You can also try, I think our youth, our second generation, they are all very developed. You can get up early and go through Vrindavan, and most probably you will faint from that fragrance. It is said like this by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yes. This is during one of our japa retreats in Vrindakund. When we do our retreats, we move to different sacred places, and that was to Vrindakund. I think next year we want to again go there. Tulsi is very much satisfied with a little worship, and she is so absolutely satisfied and easily satisfied that you can just offer a little water. That's sufficient for her. In Vrindakund, this is what the ladies and the pilgrims do. They just take a little water from the kund, and then they pour the water of the kund over Vrinda Devi, and it's this wonderful abhishek. When you are spiritually seeing all this, then you will see she's not just a plant, she is a personality who can expand into the blend. It's not a magical trick, it's just her potency. There's a certain Sanskrit word for that type of energy. Yes, this is Vrinda Devi in the fully dressed in Vrinda Kund. And I believe this is what it is. So before we start our little meditation, I request our technician Mataji to please go back to the where Tulsi stands on her stand. Yes, yes. I would love to tell you how powerful Vrinda Devi is, so that it will help you a little in your service. Then we will do a meditation, and after the meditation we will do a kirtan for Vrinda Devi. You know, once Srimati Radharani looked out of the gate, and out of the window which was in her palace, looking to the western direction, and there she saw amongst the cows, was evening time, Krishna returning from the pasturing grounds. In the moment, the beautiful form of Krishna entered her vision, she just fell down and sank on the ground next to the window. Lalita and Vishakha at that time were with her, and they sprinkled water, and she said, "Who was that?" Lalita said, "The best of persons was that, the prince from Nandagram, the son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna." So that was the first time Srimati Radharani saw Krishna, and the moment Krishna's form entered her eyes, her heart was only with Krishna. She became emaciated because she could not meet Krishna at that time, and one day Lalita thought, "I must solve this," and she went to search for Krishna, to tell Krishna about Radharani's condition. And Lalita searched all over Vrindavan until finally she came to a kunj at the bank of the river Jamuna, and she saw within that kunj Krishna all by himself. Now she knew that this is unusual. Krishna is always with his friends. Krishna is always surrounded by the Sakas. And in the evening when he returns, the Devatas come down from their different planets to just get a blessing from Krishna, a small gesture with the hand. And now Krishna was all alone. And Lalita approached him, and she saw there was a tear in Krishna's eye, and Lalita said, "O Prince of Nandagram, I see you all alone. What is moving your thoughts?" And Krishna said, "Nothing," and he turned away. Lalita immediately knew, and she said, "I will tell you the happy news of Radharani." The moment she said Radharani's name, Krishna became very, very moved. "She is pining for you, longing for your association. And if you don't come, she will die." "What?" said Krishna. "She also? When I came from the pasturing ground, I looked towards the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and in one window I saw the most unusual personality who has captured my mind. I can't think of anyone else." Lalita said, "That's my Radha. Make an arrangement to meet her." "But how can I?" said Krishna. It's not allowed for an unmarried man to associate with a lady." So Lalita said, it will come to be. And she had an idea, and this idea is a magic idea. My dear devotees, if you understand this idea of Lalita, you will also meet Krishna. No problem. The idea was Lalita sent one girlfriend of Radharani called Chandranana. Chandranana, let me see if I have it right. Chandranana, yes, is the best knower of religion. Yes. She is a pandit, a scholar. And she went to Radharani and said, I know your secret desire. It will be fulfilled only if you worship Tulasi Devi. Radha said, please tell me what kind of worship I should perform in order to please Sri Krishna. And then Chandranana reflected a little bit and said, O Radha, service to Tulasi gives the greatest piety, the greatest fortune, and the greatest benediction. It gives Lord Krishna's direct association. And then she said, you can serve Tulasi Devi in 9 ways, and one which we will do. You can gaze at her. The next, you can touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down to her, offer prayers to her, and water her, and so on and so forth. But we will gaze. Srimati Radharani was delighted. She built a jeweled palace in a Kekaki forest, and there worshipped Tulsi for one entire month. At the end, she fed brahmanas. And then when the worship was finished, Hogya, then Srimati Tulsi Devi appeared on her own Vimana before Radha, and she said these words of blessings. O daughter of Kalavati, that's the mother of Radha, I am pleased with you. I am eternally conquered by your loving devotion, O beautiful one. You very carefully followed this vow as if you were an ordinary human being. The desire that fills your heart, mind, and intelligence will be attained. Don't worry. Lord Krishna will be kind to you. You are very, very fortunate. My dear devotees, I have read this to you because if you hear this, you will attain the goal of life. This is the blessing of anyone who hears this katha. I want you now to experience Tulsi's blessings by moving a little bit into her presence. I request you to sit tall. Are you awake, or do we need to pump some energy into you? No need. Fully awake. good. We will. Oh, Prabhu, where are you going? This is the most important. What? Back in a minute. Okay. I can understand some. you need to experience the gravitational field. good. Yes, that's a fact. That's very wise. If you explode while you meditate, that's not good. now everyone goes. Hare Krishna. I think I will wait a little for the devotees to return. Do you have your bead? We will do first do. Wait a minute, how does this work? Yeah, we will first do a kirtan, short kirtan, because from 1 o'clock, time is flying by so fast. That's a good sign. then we are not bored. We will sing to Tulsi Devi a kirtan which will prepare us internally to chant from 1 to 2 o'clock our group japa session, which is really an essential part of the workshop. I really want to request you to be present for that, because I will repeat the essential instructions of the workshop in such a way that you can apply it in your life. So good. So Sebastian is here. When I'm done, you dann trägst du bitte das Mikrofon an die geeignete Stelle. Ein paar zu Manu hin, ne? I mean, I'm very serious. Have you ever tried to enter the Tulsi room? Have you done? It's really an experience where you enter a different atmosphere. You really know here is a divine personality who spreads this atmosphere, and the atmosphere is really meant to help you to develop internal purity. Internal purity is so necessary, because only with that internal purity, where you're not disturbed by so many thoughts, will it be easy for you to chant. So I request you now, we have seen our devotees have come back, but here's another note. What? Yes. Okay, welcome back. Please sit down fast. We want to start, and we waited for you. This time we will be very brief. I won't make it as elaborate as in the beginning. I just request you to look around a little bit, because soon I will ask you to close your eyes. And when you are ready, after having taken in the impressions which you wish to take in, close your eyes and get ready for your breath work. On every inhale, you say to yourself, I'm breathing in, and I know that I'm inhaling. On every exhale, you say to yourself, I'm exhaling, and I know that I'm exhaling. It's very important. This will connect your mind to the breathing and stop the unnecessary thoughts or the dullness which may be there, to make it simple, is whenever you breathe in, just say to yourself, in. Gently say it. Whenever you breathe out, say to yourself, out. Your in and outgoing breath should come easily. Now you bring Now, whenever you breathe in, you breathe into your heart area. Just imagine that the inhaling air goes into your heart. And as you do this, smile, not in a forced way, but in a relaxed way. Smile may not show on your face, but it is kind of an internal smile. And whenever you breathe out, you relax. Breathe in joy. And relax. Some of you need to relax more, the shoulders especially. Just let that all fall down, at the same time stay erect. Huh? Ooh, some of you are so tense. In our mind's eye, we are now ready to take the route which we have taken yesterday. Enter the Krishna Balaram Mandir through the main gate which goes to Bhaktivedanta Swami Mark. Take a left turn into Srila Prabhupada's marble Samadhi Mandir. There's Srila Prabhupada's golden figure greeting you. Bow down. Say, O great spiritual master, O Srila Prabhupada, please allow me to enter into a Vrindavan consciousness, a Krishna consciousness. When you're ready, exit the Vrindavan Mandir, take a left, and enter through the main gate of the Krishna Balaram temple, the courtyard. Cross the courtyard and come before Radha Syam Sundar. O Radha, O Krishna, for so many long years I have forgotten you in this material world. Please accept me as your sincere and serious servant. When you are ready, we exit and we come before the beautiful Tulsi plant. We have heard that by her blessings one can become internally purified from mental congestion and become attached to Radha and Krishna. So we will chant now first in Kirtan, and after this we will make a pause and then we will do japa.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Bolo Bolo, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Tulsi Maharani, Jaya Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Maharani, Jaya Vrinda Devi,
Jaya Tulsi Maharani, Jaya Tulsi Maharani, Jaya Vrindadevi. Tulsi Maharani, Jaya Vrindadevi. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nithai Gora, Hare Bol. Nithai Gora, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Gora, Hare Bol.
Krishna.